Mission Network News, 4.5 minute version, Monday, May 31st, 2004. 3, 2, 1. A warm welcome greets Sudan's historic peace accord. Bombings in Indonesia put Christians on alert, and schools in India may open communities to future outreach. These stories and more are coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Peter Brooks. Topping the news, the people of Sudan are warmly welcoming Sudan's peace deal. It could pave the way for an end to Africa's longest-running war between the Islamic government and the rebels and Christians. While it brings joy to the survivors in the south, war in the Darfur region threatens the newly forged calm. Open Doors' Jerry Dykstra says whether or not the accord holds is the next big question.
We're going to have to leave it in the hands of the Lord, because right now it's signed. Of course, it has to be put in effect down the road, and so that's the key. We need to keep on praying that this will really end the fighting.
Dykstra says no matter what happens, their outreach will continue.
The tremendous news is that despite the persecution and the burning of churches, there's been amazing growth of Christianity. In fact, we believe the figures show that it's been growing to almost 70% of South Sudan. This is just the way that the Holy Spirit works.
We turn next to Indonesia, where police say events last week may be an attempt to spark another all-out religious war in Ambon. According to media reports, 3 bombings in 3 days targeted the Christian sector and churches. Ambon is still recovering from an outbreak of Muslim-Christian violence which began last month. Nearly 3 dozen were killed, and hundreds of homes and other religious buildings were torched. Those involved with evangelistic work are now said to be keeping a low profile until the area settles down. You're listening to Mission Network News. With the reins of India's government leadership going to a non-Hindu, there are questions about changes to the caste system. For as long as it's existed, the Dalits suffered in the lowest class. Bibles for the World's Rachungpudi says change is coming, with needs driving response. So when team leaders asked the Dalits what they needed most,
they all said, "We need education. We need education to lift us up from this place." And so we opened 3 schools last year.
Podaiti says the schools are one way of opening the community to greater ministry potential. Where there are schools, churches, hospitals, and clean water wells follow, so the need is great.
If we can open 3,000 schools around New Delhi, we are praying that the Lord of the harvest will send laborers, and that he will also provide the means whereby we will be able to bring education to these people. And along with that, we will share with them the life-transforming message of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Next, Hugo Ministries is encouraging North American churches to get involved in a program that will change the lives of their young people.
A unique opportunity for churches to give a new vision to their church and to challenge their young people with their own experience that God is alive, real, and wants to use them in his ministry today.
Spokesman Wayne Freeland says after the teens go through a training program, they're assigned to minister at a local Mexican church. It's a chance for the teens to then experience their faith for themselves.
When we take young people who are struggling from our own culture here, and they're trying to determine what their values really are, when they go to Mexico and they return, they are on fire with the experience that they've had of God answering their prayers and using them in ministry to experience their faith for themselves.
Typically, 12 to 15 people make decisions for Christ and then are discipled. And children in India have been responding to the children's version of the Jesus Film Project called The Story of Jesus for Children. Nearly 70 million Hindus, Muslims, and Sikhs saw it on television, many of whom were children. Thanks to contributions from believers, 5 new translations premiered in December. Even though it was shown months ago, the story is just now getting out. Nearly 10,000 letters were received right after the television broadcasts. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like to help Mission Network News broadcast in Romanian and Russian, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. That's 1-800-995-4828, or go to our website at missionnetworknews.org. Click on the support button, fill out the information, and you can help Christians in these countries keep up to date on mission work abroad. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Peter Brooks.